Hey guys, what you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How's he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm gonna make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm gonna start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I gotta put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave, because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done! Alright, it's done! And I wrote wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake. Alright, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow!
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you. Marshmallows, macaroni, syrup. Yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom. Delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not gonna actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not gonna eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin, no! That's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room.
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake.
Because he didn't mean it. He was Blumpkin, maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy. She's not even my real mommy. I'm going to jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake. See you later, crappy mommy.
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead. And you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Don't do this to me! Jeffy! Jeffy!
Oh, my God. He escaped. Well, not escaped. He ran away. Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window.
Oh, no, Marvin. Where would he go?
I don't know.
Marvin, we have to call the cops. It's not safe for him out there.
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old. He wears a diaper on the outside of his pants. He has a helmet on his head and a pencil in his nose.
You're right. He might think a stop sign's a giant popsicle. We have to call the cops.
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky!
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has a strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil on his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I gotta do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head. He has a pencil in his nose. He wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans. He has his name on his shirt, which is yellow. He has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, please.
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please.
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am.
What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a blumpkin.
Ew!
It's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh.
Oh, you almost got it.
Whoa.
Oh, still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
It's stuck.
You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Nah, well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing juggling. No juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy! Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it.
You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see that shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh.
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah, that'd be fun.
But guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night, because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Daddy!
Oh, hey, Jeffy, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hunger time.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But, Daddy, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippopotamus.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded. Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming.
It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay.
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! Now get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send it, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh yeah, dude, I love my nuggies.
Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shoot it!
That's a red light! Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law! You could go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light.
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around.
All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded, and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitch asses.
All right, come on, Jeff, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. What do you... Leave it.
guys, I can't believe we just stole the fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels. You know, other people dream of doing stuff like that, but we actually went out there and did it. You know, we're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want, we just take it. It's so badass, right, guys? Right? It's so fucking cool. We're so cool, right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no. We're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys. Hurry up and take the traffic light and hide it in my room.
Oh, Cody, let's hide in his room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, candy cane dick. Does a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you threw your green beans at dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny. It slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's. And that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken nuggies!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just have one cheeky nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm gonna go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My daddy doesn't suspect it then.
Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide.
Yeah. Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
For the slippy time.
Let me see your face.
For hot food.
I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light? Jimmy, why is there a traffic light in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Danny, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jimmy, it does not make any sense. Traffic lights just don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets. Fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got into bed.
Jimmy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Oh, tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jimmy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right, you better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggets. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in his bed. The black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing. It's in my son's bed. A traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what it is. Traffic light is, but how to get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm going to hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. It's red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Today.
Oh, baby, you don't think...
Huh?
Jimmy killed those people by stealing that traffic light!
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light. He caused that accident to happen. Jimmy's gonna go to jail.
Oh, no, Jeffy!
Who's that? Hello?
Hey there, police.
Oh, the police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't. I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut, because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know? See if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, am I good at my job or what? Boom! Traffic light. Boom! There's a missing traffic light. Boom! It's right here in your bed. Boom! Case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either!
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because of course you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras, because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so he didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light, and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light, and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
And it touched my butthole!
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then it came into your bed.
And my ass!
All right, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jesus. Could you lift that in? This sucks.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars.
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream too. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's a traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. Baby, where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're going to teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past you. Oh, man, I can't wait to play Fortnite with my friends. Okay, let me invite Joseph, and let me invite Cody. I can't wait for them to see my Juice WRLD skin.
What's up, dude? Oh, man, I can't wait to get some kills.
Joseph.
What's up, bro?
What is your skin?
Black. What kind of silly-ass question is that, dude?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Cody.
Yeah, Junior? Said my name, Junior. Did you mute your mic, Junior?
Dude, I think his ass is lagging. Cheap-ass internet.
They added Big Hero 6 to Fortnite!
Oh, yeah, he's part of the new season.
Heck yeah, dude, I love this skin. This is definitely the hardest skin they dropped in a while.
It's not hard, Joseph. I'm not playing with you unless you change your skin.
Whoa, dude, that's racist, even for you.
No, I'm being serious, guys. I'm not playing with Big Hero 6. I will not do it. It's the worst movie ever.
But, Junior, he's so cool.
And I spent so many V-Bucks on this damn skin, I'm gonna wear it. I could've chose Ice Spice to shake my ass all over this damn map, but I chose to keep it PG, and I chose Baymax.
No, seriously, Joseph, change your skin or I'm not playing with you.
Bro, I'm not Michael Jackson. I can't change my skin at fucking will. Look. They're not gonna tell that I'm black on the game. I do need to change the alarm because it's been going off for a while. But they're not gonna tell.
Listen, you know, I'm kicking you, Joseph.
What, bro?
And I'm kicking you, Cody.
Oh, come on, Junior. Don't be such a pussy.
All right. No more Big Hero 6. I need to breathe. There's no way they ruin Fortnite like that. I'm just gonna play by myself as my Juice WRLD skin. I'm gonna play by myself. Okay, it's just me and another player left. I'm in the top two. Where is he? It's a Baymax! Die, Baymax! Die, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna win. Oh, die, Baymax. You stupid piece of shit. Oh, no way am I gonna lose to a Baymax! No, I'm not... No. Fucking way.
Man, I can't wait to try my firehouse casserole.
Junior!
What the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm destroying my PS5.
Why?
Because I hate Big Hero 6.
What? The damn movie?
Yes, the damn movie, Chef Pippi. It's the worst movie ever made. There's this 14-year-old boy named Hero, right? And he's doing underground illegal robot fights. And his older brother's like, you should go to college. He's 14, Chef Pippi. Why would he go to college? He should be in high school. Oh, he's super smart. You know, he's really smart because he can build these nanobots that can build a skyscraper in 2 seconds. He doesn't need to go to college. He literally can sell that to a construction company and make billions. You know what? Hold on. Let me make a little thing to show you how I think the movie should have went.
How Big Hero 6 should have went. By Junior. Hey, Hero, you should stop doing underground illegal robot fights and go to college. But Tadashi, I don't need to go to college. I literally can build robots already. But Hiro, if you go to college, you could probably get like a better career. And my college is having this competition thing that if you make the best invention, you get a free scholarship to college. Okay, I guess I'll try it. The day of the competition thingy. All right, everyone, I've built these microbots that can literally build skyscrapers in 2 seconds out of nothing. They can just build big towers. Congratulations, you win the scholarship to our university. You know what, Mr. Professor, now that I think about it, I don't need to go to college. I literally just built this without college. I built microbots out of nothing. I think I'm just going to sell this to construction companies for billions of dollars and retire at 14 years old. Hey, Tadashi, didn't you build a robot balloon guy that can scan people and x-ray people and diagnose cancer and literally cure people? Yeah, you should sell that to the pharmaceutical companies for billions and we both retire and live on a yacht. Okay, and we both did that. We sold our inventions for billions, maybe even trillions of dollars, and now we live on a yacht and no one died in an explosion. And now girls with big boobies are giving us drinks, and even Baymax is getting a drink from a girl with big boobies.
So what does that have to do with your PlayStation that you just destroyed?
Well, they put Big Hero 6 in Fortnite.
So don't play Fortnite anymore. Problem solved.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee.
Exactly.
I should go to the Fortnite headquarters and complain and tell them I'll never play the game again.
That's not what I said.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I'm going to go tell them that if they don't take Big Hero 6 out of the game, I'm never going to play again.
Don't. Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself. Fuck yeah.
Sir? Uh-huh. Are you working?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I need your character approvals for next season.
Where do I put those? No. Ah, right here, underneath all of my money. Get that out of there. You did a good job on these, by the way. I really like Rosa Parks. That's a great idea. You already start out on a bus. It's perfect. Just make sure she jumps out the back. I love P. Diddy. That's a great idea. He's very popular right now. Everyone's going to love that. Just make sure you do the emo where he squirts baby oil everywhere. That's going to go crazy. Snoopy, I like the idea. Just make sure you fix the hitbox, make him a little bit taller, and give him a Woodstock backpack. People are going to like that. Oh, yeah, same thing with Garfield. Just give him a lasagna backpack and an emote where a little speech bubble comes out that says, I hate Mondays. Tell you what, let's only sell him on Tuesday through Sunday. Oh, yeah. And then, what the hell is this?
That's Mickey Mouse, sir.
I know, but why is it Mickey Mouse?
Well, because Mickey Mouse would make us a lot of money.
See, that's the problem, Susan. I already make a lot of money. In fact, I make $20 billion a year on a free game. They don't have to pay money, but they do. If I release Mickey Mouse, the world is going to go fucking bananas. Because then I got to release Minnie and Goofy and Donald, and then I'll make so much money, I'll fucking die. I already released Mrs. Incredible, so I got the whole world jeeving out there right now. So maybe let's let my pants dry before I blow my load on Mickey.
I'll take that as a no. Sir, they want the old map back.
Yeah, well, you know what I would like? A little bit of fucking challenge in my life. Something to be hard for once, because I have the easiest life in the world. All I do is sit here and make money doing nothing. Jack shit. Do you know, I pissed my pants this morning just to feel something. I actually went into a Walmart today. A fucking Walmart, Susan, just to see what goes on in there. Turns out it's a store. I actually bought one of these things. Isn't that fun? Cost me a quarter. I haven't seen one of those since 2016. I had to borrow one from somebody else, and I had to pay them $100 for it with a $100 bill, because that's literally all I have.
Sir, can I take your lunch order?
Yeah, it's gonna be this, because this is all I eat now. This and sometimes a tomato with a face on it, because this is what food is to me now.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Fortnite,
Mr. Fortnite is my father. Please, call me Mr. Epic Games.
Do you seriously want me to call you that?
I do.
Mr. Epic Games, someone is buzzing at the door.
Oh, great, let him in. Maybe they have a storage unit I can put all of my money in, because God knows the banks won't talk to me anymore, because their vaults are all filled to the ceilings with fucking cash. I'm having to start burying my money like a pirate.
Okay, sir, this gamer has a complaint.
Fucking finally, some conflict. I gotta light up a cigar for this. It's a special occasion.
You're releasing Mickey Mouse?
No, stop looking at me. All right. Let's hear it. What's your complaint?
I fucking hate Fortnite.
Oh, my man! I know, right? Fuck this game. Fuck that. It sucks, right? So come on, tell me, what do we do wrong?
you put Big Hero 6 in the game.
Oh, fuck Big Hero 6. Susan, what is a Big Hero 6?
Oh, he's talking about Baymax.
Baymax? Like Max Keeble? I know we were talking about putting him in. Did we actually add him?
No, he's the White Balloon Man.
White Balloon Man? Susan, did you put up in the game? I told you it doesn't make any sense. His hitbox is too small.
No. He's talking about the character Baymax.
Baymax.
A White Balloon Superhero.
White Balloon. Oh, yeah, I think I approved that. Talking about this guy?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. Why the fuck did you put that in the game?
What's your problem with this guy?
He sucks. I hate him. I hate the movie he's based on.
Okay, so what does that have to do with Fortnite?
Well, you put him in the game, and I hate him, so every time I see him in the game, I turn the game off and I stop playing.
You stop playing?
I stop playing forever.
You're going to stop playing forever?
Yep.
Well, then he's staying in.
I just said I was going to stop playing the game.
Yeah, I know what you said. That's why he's staying in. Listen, kid, I hate this. I hate being this rich. I don't know what to do with myself. I am waiting for the day when Susan comes in and tells me I'm losing everything. Nothing would make me happier. I would cry tears of joy. So if this makes you stop playing the game, this is going to be the whole next season. Fuck it. We'll do all the characters. Make them blue. I don't give a fuck.
I'm never going to play ever again.
Oh, please. I'm already hard.
Well, I mean, I love Fortnite.
Okay, now you're losing me.
But ever since you add him in the game, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell my friends not to play it anymore.
And I'm hard again. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm going to tell my friends to stop playing. I'm going to tell everyone to uninstall. I'm going to tell everyone to delete it.
Please. I can only get so hard.
Oh, you know, I'm out of here.
Oh, man, I hope he does tell everybody to stop.
Sir, your battle bus is here to take you home.
I am so tired of that goddamn flying bus. I don't want to parachute home anymore.
Hey, Junior, you called us over?
Yeah, you don't want to, dude?
Wait, Junior, did you make Baymax out of Play-Doh?
Yup.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I thought you hated Big Hero 6.
Nope, I only make things I love out of Play-Doh.
Yeah, that is your rule.
I just got done watching Big Hero 6 for the third time. You know what my favorite part of Big Hero 6 is, guys? My favorite part of this amazing movie is that when Baymax and Hero are stuck in this time portal thing, the hole is closing up, so Baymax shoots his fist off, and Hero rides it, and he gets through the hole at the very last second, and then the portal closes, and you think, Baymax is dead forever, no more Baymax, but guess what? Baymax put his little computer chip thing inside his hand, and Hero opens it up and says, "Oh, here's a computer chip." You know what Hero does? Hero rebuilds Baymax like a fucking grilled cheese. Just remakes him. But just like that. Like, you know, his brother, his older brother, spent his whole life making Baymax. And his little brother just makes him. Just fuck it. Just can remake him like a goddamn grilled cheese. Nothing special. Can just make it like a fucking Lego castle.
So that was the thing you liked about the movie?
Oh, my favorite part. My absolute favorite. No, actually, no. It's a close one. It's a very close one. It's either that, or my other favorite part is when the professor guy steals the microbots, and he's mad that his daughter's missing inside the time portal. So you know what he does? You know what he does to get back at the world because his daughter's stuck in time and space? He rides nanobots around the city like a fucking surfboard.
Sir!
Not now, Susan. I'm playing my tiny violin because I'm so sad about how much money I have.
Well, sir, this might make it worse.
What?
Well, you remember that kid that came in here claiming that he hated Fortnite?
Oh, don't make me hard.
Well, now he's telling everyone to play Fortnite and buy that Baymax skin!
Fucking what? Why? He said he hated Baymax!
I guess he changed his mind. He's telling everyone to pay for it!
No. How much money am I making?
Billions.
No! No! Bullet, take him off the store right now!
Hooray!
Oh, God, no! Not money! Too much money! God, why do you hate me?
See, the plot just makes so much sense, guys. Because, look, if my daughter was stuck in time and space, I would try to steal an invention that would help me get her back. Not little microbots that can just build buildings. That doesn't make any sense. See, if he would have saw, like, Hero's invention, and Hero's invention, like, could go into space and, like, find missing people, I'd fucking steal that shit and blow up a building and kill someone. But you know what? No, I'm just going to steal little nanobots and just ride it like a wave. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And all the other kids in this college, they can build super cool shit. They can all build super cool shit. The news is on.
Breaking news, UK. Fortnite is removing the Big Hero 6 character skin because it was selling too many copies. Also, the CEO of Fortnite is now dead after his parachute failed to deploy after he jumped out of the battle bus.
Yes! They removed it! They removed it! Fuck you, Baymax! Fuck you! Fuck you, stupid Baymax, piece of shit, dumb Play-Doh fuck!
Damn, bro.
Today you're going
gonna write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Wait, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! That was savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
Nurse!
Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yes,
the nurse! Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Somebody call the cops?
That's my dad.
All right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me.
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Goober. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew. Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct. He tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill him. It was someone else.
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it.
It wasn't me.
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. She got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair tonight. Bye. See you later.
Electric chair?
Come on, dead boy. Or soon to be dead boy. Get in there, you.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die. I'll get it.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, oh, dude, I heard you're dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just had that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight, because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it, because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going to buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
Bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Ooh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus,
yeah. I want to eat that. I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah. Get a cow from India. The most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
Well, I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
Uh-huh. I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
Only the crust. I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses, and the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel, and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this
cow to the vet because I think he has mad cow disease, but really I just took it out back and I shot it and I butchered it for the meat and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted and they gave it to me and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine too. And it's open on Sundays because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then from there, I hopped on a rocket and I went back to my house and then I went into my pantry and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those. So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus. I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. Well, you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go. All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof. Show me. Look right there. It's his other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man, that's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order. Bully. It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your Tetris sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Alright guys, are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh yeah dude, we're gonna be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out, I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else would we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives it that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
Alright, our first song for the demo is called MILFs.
Ooh, nice choice of songs, I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads?
Ew, yeah, that's gross, Cody. Shut up. Okay. All right.
Do you need to unplug my cheese shredder?
My what?
My cheese shredder. I'm shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to rock out, too. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude. I got a voice, too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute, but we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Mm, okay. I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
Your paper shredder, whatever you call it, and we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're going to let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts.
Lizard Guts!
All right.
Sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
No, see, but that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
What? See, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no. It's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts, how that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
No, we're not having sex with lizard guts. People know we're not having sex with lizard guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get MILFs if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving it off the impression that we're having...
No. No one thought we were having sex with lizards until Cody brought up we're fucking lizard guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got lizard guts on my pants and I stepped on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves lizard guts because I stepped on a lizard and his guts went everywhere. He got on my pants and took them off because they want pants on my lizard guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
song.
Right, right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about, who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking lizard guts. That doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're lizard guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and lizard guts. We're frickin' lizard guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking lizard guts. How about this? If we just had a logo for our band showing that we're lizard guts, and doesn't show that us we're humping lizards, nobody's going to think that.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
All
right,
so everyone go draw their own version of the lizard guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best, so we're going to say mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word lizard guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Cody.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, show us.
No, I don't want to show mine. No.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. So let's
Cody
see yours.
Cody already won. Cody,
no, not, no, Cody, I, not I, win. You haven't seen
I'm
mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like that's the lizard. And...
Yeah, and I like his tongue.
Yeah, it's not like... Wait, that's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts are starting to come out. Lizard guts. Oh. Why would it be lizard? Yeah, that would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Now it is bad if that's not
no,
bad.
No.
Where's yours?
Oh, okay. You guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we
were What are you talking about? Look, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts, and there's me squishing them?
Dude, no. You're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I have him in a chokehold.
No.
Bro, you're penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
What? I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is. I'm riding the lizard, not riding him.
Yeah, you're riding him.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking lizard guts. I'm in having a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking them, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not... Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With your penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fixed it. Big old foot crushing a lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot yeah, with the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
No, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spelling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine, Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I like the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're outvoted 2-1. We're going mine. Meh.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
You're not going to fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted, and you're not fucking it anymore.
So. What? I was never fucking it, Cody. I was had it in a chokehold, and then his guts are coming out spelling the name. I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
Yeah. No, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Yeah. What,
lizard train?
Yeah, it's not our band.
Well, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid. But look, we're going with my drawing, and while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label, and they actually said they liked the song. And they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
Oh,
ooh, okay. Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. Hey, Joseph, grab the drawing, and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him, and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me, and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I was just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizard's guts.
What? No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it.
We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts.
See, you hear that? You said you're fucking lizard's guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you, people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no, our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking SquarePants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking SquarePants.
No.
You're confusing people, dude.
Lizard Guts, our band is called Lizard Guts, and Joseph, show them the drawing. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah. This drawing is definitely going to clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating it. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can it be penetrating? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. If you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not gonna bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
No, I'm not banging a lizard. I want to bang Mills, not lizard.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't gonna work. I don't think people are gonna want to see this. It's just gross.
Wait, look, can you stop it?
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, nigga. A little dignity. Come on. What's wrong with you? Jesus. Get off the fucking lizard!
This upcoming week is spring break, woo! And I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out, and I'm gonna motorboat them too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're gonna go around the room, and everyone's gonna tell me what they're gonna be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and wanna spend time with you. Boo-hoo! I'm gonna be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem, I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Money? Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Oh, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask him, I promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want? Why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What? North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room. You got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kissing.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why you act so sad?
Oh, I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo, I had goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa and to all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere, I can't konnichiwa to nobody. And then walk back downstairs, and I get paid and just relax. Sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple, sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break.
Goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, boo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy. Hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef Bibi. I hate you.
God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
What, why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee-Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee-Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee-Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee-Pee will get in trouble. Wait a minute, that means I can still possibly go to Japan. Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to do my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you. Okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-Ass Crybaby Boy.
You got a sign for your Kleenexes, Crybaby Ass.
Whoever ordered this same-day delivery.
They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Junior? Where the hell are you?
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide-and-seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco cry, baby. Marco! Grab it! Grab baby!
Fuck it.
Oh, I found your phone, Junior! I guess I'm gonna take it!
Wait, Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck? Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Ooh, you smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in this bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, Julia!
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious, boy? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right! Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
First time crowd, am I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you want to go to Japan.
I'm just joking. I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
This nigga's hilarious. I like him.
I always do April Fool's a week after two.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test works too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, boy!
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love me some kraut, goddammit. Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. It's some good kraut. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what a good crap will do to your ass.
1 second.
Oh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and crap my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top crap is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more crap.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more crap. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
Great. White Kevin Hart.
Funny.
Dear God, stop.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop! Yeah. Fucking stop!
No, no, baby, you know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can out-crowd me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You're a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate the damn crowd.
I'm trying, I can't hear him.
He just loves it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody, we said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I invented the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You're wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was going to get me in trouble. Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, hell nah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend, there's a chef here.
Chef Bebe! You're here, thank God, fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking disgusting, but throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that vet.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore. Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week. Oh, but Mom, I love my kraut.
Shit, more kraut for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit and so much I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Julia. I'm sorry. Well, let me go and get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please, anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing a Donald Duck costume.
Fuck your bloody butt.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, listen, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, God damn it! Baby said Jeffy! You stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play your band? Oh my god!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny. He's so stupid.
Hey Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh my god, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that!
Well, no, we're not making this reservation, we're still going!
Well, what are we gonna do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We gotta find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
A what?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, just shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Marvin?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh, oh my god!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese that's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it is good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh, my God! What are you doing?
Remodeling. I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me! A closet won't fit right there!
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer! I can't believe you would do this! What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God, Daddy, he's crazy! I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall!
That's not true! Give me that video!
All right, ma'am, there's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese, and I'm going to need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese, and I have to take this from you.
But why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Marvin, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. You got to eat it right here. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Don't stop on the knee!
No, stay away! No!
You're making a bad
no!
Stop on the knee!
No! Daddy, look what he did! He shattered balls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're setting a filthy rat to the lion!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
Whoa, whoa, what have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's grape juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the videos.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Louis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God. Baby, look at this. What? Louis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my. He is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer. He tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. It's crazy.
Hold on. Let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's the little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly is all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to game. She should be fired.
I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh,
bullshit. Oh, that's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle!
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our remains, Scooby, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles! Oh, wow, looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck!
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia. Because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What did they present to his nutsack when he died?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh my God, if someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends, and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so, like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just going to walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across the safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm going to trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so you'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is the title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, so what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Oh, Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Daddy, that shit was easy.
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What?
Me too.
Jeffy, which ones did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left, down, right, up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which ones was it?
I don't know, dang. I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne. And then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No.
Your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble that's been in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. Do you have another one?
Dang, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well, I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Neither not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
What's that one?
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, you do.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PPP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This grown folk business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tune to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference.
Hey,
you can't push me!
I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No! Chef BB died!
Hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end.
We made it across, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! Three people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him!
Wait, who died? I bet on the chef lived after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking about fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh wow! You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs!
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah! It tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks!
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, cause I know where right there is, cause I can fucking see!
I don't know! Why'd you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabelle.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh my god, Goofy, you made a mess!
Well, it's not my fucking fault I can't see in this stupid ass mess. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh my god, I am so sorry I brought him.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I wanna make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this gonna be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green though. It's gonna be delicious! Oh man, that looks so delicious! Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can! Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends! Your mac and cheese is ready!
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese! What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans!
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three. I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude. You're lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green. That's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke. Broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power.
Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I didn't have powers.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
You trying to hide?
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Oh, hey, do. What, I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get off me!
Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us!
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Philip, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-pee's kitchen? No way!
Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But, wait, prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
Alright, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that?
It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man? You are my childhood hero.
Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks.
But why, Macho Man?
Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, Doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What's he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you, so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, hiking super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Timmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was Timmy!
Yeah! It's me!
Oh, it's so gross.
Ow, God, it burns. Oh, it's everywhere.
My mouth.
Ow, it's everywhere. My mouth. Oh, God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
I drew you as a balloon.
Wow, Jeffy, that's so good. We should put that on the refrigerator.
No, we're not putting that on the refrigerator. Jeffy, that's a dumb drawing. I'm not a balloon. I can never be a balloon.
Why was you trying to be creative?
I'm not a balloon, Jeffy.
Marvin, stop being so mean to Jeffy.
It's okay, Bobby. I'm just going to try my hardest not to cry.
Go to your room, Jeffy.
Marvin, how could you be so mean to him?
I'm not a balloon! Listen, I'm just gonna calm down. Let's just turn on the news and distract me.
Breaking news, UK. I'm here on scene with Super D, a hero who's just saved a woman from the burning building behind me. So tell me, Super D, how did you do it?
Well, I was on a Tinder date with this girl, and she wasn't really feeling me. So when she wasn't looking, I used my laser eyes to set her house on fire. So then I saved her from the fire, and now she's way into me, and she thinks I'm a hero.
A truly amazing hero. So tell me, why did you save the woman's life?
Well, I thought if I saved her life, she'd be eternally grateful for me and want to bang me. And honestly, I think it's gonna work.
Incredible. The world needs more heroes like you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I gotta go reap the benefits of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow! Super D saved that girl! You know, we haven't heard from Super D in a while.
And let's hope we never do.
What's your problem, Marvin?
I'm just tired of hearing about your ex-boyfriends all the time. Like, imagine you had to hear about my ex-girlfriends all the time. What, you don't believe I have ex-girlfriends? Because I do.
Okay, Marvin.
And they're super hot.
Yeah, I bet, Marvin.
With big boobies.
Yeah, the biggest boobies.
And they're super hot and freaks.
Yeah, I bet they were, especially with that hairline.
Yeah, I'm missing my hair because how freaky they were. Oh, they would pull my hair.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, so I settled down with you. I have like 30 ex-girlfriends that are hot.
30?
They are hot, super hot, hotter than you.
Okay, Marvin. Well, if that were true, then you wouldn't be so worried about my ex-boyfriend.
I'm not worried about your ex-boyfriends. I'm worried about you seeing my ex-girlfriends because they're so hot.
All right, Marvin.
Oh, look, there's someone at the door. Okay. It's probably one of my girlfriends.
Oh, you better go get the door then.
Don't be mad when I answer and she's naked. Hello?
Hey there.
Is Rose here?
Super D! Super Big D! What are you doing here?
Rose is in danger.
And we have to save her.
What kind of danger?
We don't have time to explain. Is she here?
Yeah, where is Rose?
She's not here. She just went to the store, I think.
Oh, let me use my super smell to see if she's in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's here. I'll never forget that smell. She's upstairs!
Let's go get her!
Who was at the door? Let me guess, one of your ex-girlfriends.
No, it was two of your ex-boyfriends.
What?
Hey, Rose.
What's up, sexy?
Super D, Super Big D, what are you guys doing here?
You're in danger.
And we came to save you.
What? From whom?
From him.
Hey, Rose.
Super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, what are you doing here?
What? Who is that?
That's Sam. He's one of my ex-boyfriends after Super D and Super Big D left me.
Why is he dressed like a Ninja Turtle, and why is his tail on the front of his costume?
What tail?
It's a tail. Put it away.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know little man was so insecure.
Why don't you just call him Sam? Why'd you call him Super Long Lasting Super D whatever?
Well, the first night that we met, she came over to my place, and then the next morning, she just called me Super Huge Long Lasting Big Girthy D, and it's true.
Can you please just take this gun and shoot me in the head?
Okay, bro.
Marvin, come on. We were only together once, and the next morning I had to go to the hospital.
Pull the trigger!
I'm trying, bro. There's no bullets in there. See, there's no clip, but I'll keep trying. I really want to help.
I'm gonna go find bullets.
Marvin, get back here. Cut that out.
What are they even doing here?
He's trying to kidnap Rose.
But why are you trying to kidnap her?
Because she's the best I ever had.
Me too.
Me three.
Aw, you guys!
What? So you guys want to fight over her? I'll lose another leg over her.
Yeah, whoever wins gets to keep her.
Wait, I do not agree to this.
Oh, okay, you know what? I think we'll go in the other room while you guys settle this thing.
Bring it on, Super Huge, Long-Lasting, Big, Girthy D.
All right, just let me get ready. 1 second. All right, I'm ready. Your funeral.
Don't my leg, get it off, help me.
I'm trying. Oh, it's around my neck.
Bite it.
It's choking me out.
Bite it.
All right, Rose, I think we need to have a talk.
About what, Marvin?
I think it would just be best if we just, you know, filed for a divorce.
What?
Yeah, I'm talking just a quick divorce, you know, no lawyers involved, just a paper that says it's over.
Marvin, calm down. I chose you. I married you, hairline and all.
I know, but now that I saw Super Long Lasting, whatever the hell his name is, I just now realize that's not a tail. That's something else. And I'm really mad that he sewed a part of his costume just to fit it in there.
Yeah. Rose!
Oh, he's coming. Rose! Get the
closet. Rose, I won! Rose, are you in here? Ugh! I'll just come back later.
I think he's gone. Let's go check on the others.
Guys, what happened?
We got our asses kicked, bro.
Yeah, we were no match for his D.
It was just too big.
It was too girthy.
Come on, you guys. You could have taken him.
We tried, but our Ds weren't big enough.
Yeah, we tried to combine Ds, and it still didn't work.
Come on, guys. You have muscles and superpowers.
Oh, no. We need an army of Ds.
We need a nuclear D.
Rose, please tell us, what was the best D you ever had?
Well, I married Marvin for a reason.
Oh, no, no way!
No, there's no way this little shrimp is packing.
No, I don't believe it. He must be a grower, because I can't see it.
He's super best I ever had, Dee.
Oh, I don't believe it. I guess we must bow down to him. We're not worthy.
He must be so big.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, that's right. It is big. I'm super best he's ever had, Dee, so you better listen to me. I got the biggest one.
We
got to
get this man a costume.
Yeah, fast. Come on, let's get one.
And we have to assemble the Avengers of Dee.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Marvin. Go kick his D.
That's right. I'm going to go kick him right in the D because I'm the best she's ever had, D. Do you really mean that?
Yes, of course, Marvin.
Okay. Oh, I heard someone at the door.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go answer that. Oh, man. Please answer.
Hey, Marvin. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I need your help. So my wife has a...
You called me buddy! We really are buddies, aren't we, Marvin? We're best buds!
Yeah, we're the bestest buddies ever. Anyway, I need your help. My
wife... We should
wife...
have a secret handshake.
What?
We should have a secret handshake that only we know since we're best buddies!
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. Anyway, I need your help.
But it can't be too long, though, because I don't have a good memory for that kind of thing. We have to keep it very simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Anyway, my wife has a lot
and
of...
And it has to be fast, too, because I don't want anybody else to see our secret handshake and steal it. It has to be just between us, so we should do it really fast so nobody else can pick up on
it. Okay, no one's gonna want to steal it because no one's gonna care, but listen, we'll work work on that later. Listen, I need your help.
Actually, should I just come over right now so we can practice our secret handshake?
No, I'm very busy and that's why I need your help. See, my wife, she has a lot of ex-boyfriends that are very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Us little guys, we just can't compete. You know, and I don't even want a big one. You know, I mean, I don't need that. I bet it would be messy. And besides, my wife says the big ones hurt anyway, so she doesn't want that. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah, I don't want a big one either. I've never said I want one of those. Anyway, I told my wife that I have a lot of hot ex-girlfriends. So do you know any hot girls that can pretend to be my ex-girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl that works at the strip club I could probably send over there.
Yeah, send her over here. And can you get her to dress like a superhero?
Oh, Marvin, you freaky bastard. Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over to practice our secret handshake right now?
No, I don't have time for that. But you just practice some over there.
Okay, I will start Googling handshakes we can try later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello?
Dun-dun-dun-dun! Super Host here.
I gave her that name. It's clever, right, Marvin? Because she's a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Very clever, Super Ho. What are you doing here, buddy?
Well, I had to show her where you live. I don't want her to get lost.
Oh, my God. Who is this Superman?
That's my boy, Marvin. Right, Marvin? We don't have a secret handshake yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, I need you to pretend to be one of my ex-girlfriends. Like, obsessed with me. I left you. You cried about me every night. I was the best man you've ever been with.
Okay. But when do you pay me?
Oh, yeah, Marvin, I haven't paid it yet, so you're gonna have to do that. And, you already owe her about $500 because she did me a favor. But it's okay because we're bros, right? Who cares? You know, just don't kiss her. Actually, you know what? Do kiss her. Who cares? My fluids are your fluids because we're best buddies. Actually, speaking of that, I had some ideas about our secret handshake. Hold out your hand. I want to show you. So we do one of these, and we do one of these, and we go like this, and then we go, and then we play rock, paper, scissors. And you let me win every time because you do paper and I'm going to do scissors. And then when we're out in public, people are going to be like, damn, that guy's really good at rock, paper, scissors. And it's going to make me feel really good because I'm winning every time. But then you're going to feel bad because you're losing every time. So what if we take turns winning at rock, paper, scissors? So I'll win this time and then you win next time. And then I'm not going to want to do it next time because I know I'm going to lose. And then we're going to forget the handshake because we're not doing it. So how about we just actually play rock, paper, scissors for real and whoever wins, wins. But it should be the best 2 out of 3. Actually, you know what? Best of 7. And we go on shoot. We don't do rock, paper, scissors. We do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But we can't say it out loud because then somebody might hear it and they might know our secret handshake. So we have to be like, Okay, maybe we should say shoot so we know when to shoot. So we just be like, shoot. But then if we're in public and I say shoot, somebody might think that I'm actually going to shoot somebody. So I don't think we should do that. No rock, paper, scissors. How about we don't do that? How about we do patty cake? The whole thing. Baker's man and all, you know? But again, we can't say it out loud. So it's just going to be, you know, we're going to look like mimes fighting. But
okay, but buddy, listen. How about you just go back home and go back to the drawing board and come back when you have it figured out?
Yes, you're right. Back to the drawing board. You know what? I was thinking maybe I could go to Walmart and pick up like a jump rope and some jacks. We're going to have props. We're going to have a lot of props for our handshake, Marvin. A lot of props.
Okay, yeah, a lot of props. Do whatever you want, buddy.
Ooh, a chalk. We get chalk, and we do some hopscotch for our handshake. It'd be so cool. I'm so excited, Marvin. This
yeah, go figure that out. All right, listen. I need you to pretend to be my ex-girlfriend in front of my wife. Come on.
Who is at the door, Marvin?
Oh, you know, just my super hot ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, right, Marvin.
No, I'm being serious. I broke up with her years ago, and now she's crawling back to me, begging for me back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Marvin, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, she's right here. Her name is Super Tight Wet. Doesn't take a long time to finish, doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a bad taste, it loves Marvin V.
Oh, hi, nice to meet you.
And she's also a superhero.
Oh my God, Marvin, she can help fight super huge, long-lasting Big Girthy D. Oh my God, I know him. Owie.
Okay, that's it, you can leave.
But you owe me $500.
I'm not paying for it, Blowy, leave.
Marvin, she could have helped.
Baby, she wasn't a real superhero. She wasn't even my ex-girlfriend. I hired her to make you jealous. You didn't even give a shit.
Marvin, you gotta get in your costume and go.
Okay, fine. Where'd they put it? Ugh, this costume is so uncomfortable.
Hey, sick costume, Marvin. Or should I call you Super Best She's Ever Had, D?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still can't believe it.
Now, don't question the queen.
Okay, so it's just us three fighting?
Yeah, this is the Avengers of D. But I also called in Mosquito Man because I thought we needed a fourth person. Come here, Mosquito Man.
Mosquito Man, what's he doing here? He doesn't even have any powers.
Now, hold on. He might not be able to get STDs. You see, he got bit by a mosquito when he was a kid, and he got West Nile virus, and he thinks maybe that made him immune to all STDs, because he's had a lot of unprotected sex, but he's never caught an STD. But he's not really sure, so every time he does have unprotected sex, he still gets really worried that he might get an STD.
I know, you've explained this before. He basically has no powers.
Yeah, but if super huge, long-lasting, big, earthy D has an STD, then Mosquito Man might be able to not catch it.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing in the world. What is he really here for?
Well, he's got a cool costume.
Okay, when are we gonna start fighting?
He's here.
Alright, who's ready for a big serving of defeat?
Alright, Avengers, assemble!
We're already assembled.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, go fuck him up!
Wait, me?
Yeah, Marvin, you're our leader. You're super best she's ever had, D. Go get him!
Well, she would save the best for last. Mosquito Man, you go first!
Yeah, go get him, Mosquito Man!
Alright, who's next?
Mosquito Man, no!
You monster! You will pay for that!
Why don't we just all attack him at once?
Oh yeah, good thinking, super best she's ever had, D. Let's get him!
Yeah, you go get him.
Bring it! Come on, little man, bring it! Let's see why she calls you the best she's ever had. Actually, you know what, I need to see for myself.
Oh, no, no, no!
Why is it so tight? Oh, it burns my eyes!
I did it! Everyone get him!
Uncle!
He gives up! We win!
Yeah! Hey, baby.
Ah, who are you?
It's me, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Wow, I didn't recognize you in your costume.
Yep, and I just defeated super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
Wow, Marvin, I knew you could do it. And you know what? I love the costume, Marvin. It's very hot.
Yep, all your ex-boyfriends know that I'm truly packing, I guess.
Okay, Marvin, I got all the stuff we need for our secret handshake. So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're going to do jump rope, and then we're going to play bop it, and then we're going to do hopscotch, and then we're going to play catch with this little sticky ball thing.
Marvin, I love it! Costumes! That's such a great idea! We should have secret handshake costumes, and we wear them under our clothes, so whenever we're about to do our secret handshake, we just rip our clothes off like we're Superman, Marvin!
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee!
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah!
Alright, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on.
Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink!
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard!
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice! He needs money, so give him some money!
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Daddy? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir. All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was that on the road? Daddy, look out! What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have two seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these Slurpees off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these Slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys.
Bodies hit the float. Bitch, bodies hit the float. Have him swimming in his blood while he crawling on the float. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm gonna leave you guys in the car, okay? So Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. You do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Dang, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I gotta use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem. All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story. So I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asked me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice. So Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watch him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
Wait, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to just...
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey. Well, since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
All right, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you? I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? I can't turn that shit into SpaghettiOs. What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man, I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy, I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Oh, okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
I swear, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier, you lied.
No, Daddy, this time, I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house. He's probably stealing shit or... Maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did he do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
But listen, I was at the gas station, yeah. And I gave... Okay, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I checked all the bathrooms. I checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. You guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found it?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy? Why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. My work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Ugh. All right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, ugh, all units. Spider-Man. There's a hot-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase. But I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeff, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. There you are. Ah!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What? Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob.
Dude, it's just a cartoon.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode.
It's a really good episode, and it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream, and they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure, let's watch it. Check this out.
Oh, don't cry, Prue. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out, SpongeBob. Get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she'd be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty?
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad.
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Ay, 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 ay.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me daughter's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break. I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow, look at that goober box.
Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way, I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We tried our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Peavy to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Peepee, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Peepee, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Peepee, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm, it's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, I'm gonna take a bite of mine. I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is, I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's gonna be so fun. And the pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Baby, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Baby, These are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. Three of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is a Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have three of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior!
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kinda cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders. Supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burgers?
Okay, please eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not a Krabby Patty. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this was not made with love.
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
Good. What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash shot. What the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years, people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the right to the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it a bomb-ass, fuck-ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I don't get no SpongeBob box. I don't get no goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn goober. I'm not a pressed-ass goober.
I do not feel like a goofy-ass goober. They literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the patty should be...
Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking patty square. And if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked. But swear to God, they're usually circle. Why did they not go to McDonald's? Why did SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior. They're the PS5 of all fast foods.
Yeah, PS5, I guess.
Yeah, PS5. Yeah. Top tier.
Okay. Well, then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass nigga.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad compliment. Back on track. Main point is, Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, we really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty. And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box. And every, you know, Happy Meals? McDonald's Happy Meals? Every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box. And there would have been a Krusty Krab box.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy, and there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone would be like, oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy.
I would have definitely got it.
No, it's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac at McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Literally, square. No fucking rapping, no try, no effort. I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. There's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Day's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's a bullshit, Cody. It's a fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
It is bullshit.
That's a bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would have been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one. You know, just a Dave single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this was actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no. It doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab Goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the Goober box! How'd you get the Goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at him! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now.
Jeez, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the Goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. Look, that SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a Goober time? Why am I not a Goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand. Because you swear on your life that you ordered 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order, 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags and these people have the Goober boxes, these people have the Krabby Patty meals?
I don't know, Junior. It's just out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box. I could have kept the box. I could have said, oh, this is so cool. Honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box. So I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I fucking hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Hey, mind if I butt in?
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to watch the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
done. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage him.
Hush. You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double quarter patty with cheese meal, sesame seed bun and shit. Every meal would come with their own kelp fries, just normal fries. Who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the diet Dr. Kelp, Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time for the joke.
Listen,
you don't know what that is.
Fuck, these are delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious and you like to taste the piss.
Ugh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in a bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm talking Squiddy. Mr. Crab. Plankton. All those toys. And if you get the Plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he stole it. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon. And you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please, don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hey, so Wendy says give them a few weeks and they might have some goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a goofy goober and we didn't get any of the goofy goober boxes.
Guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box, because we tried every fucking location near us, and like even an hour away, and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. It's fucking stupid, dumb.
Look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, but...
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and the proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not going to let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh, my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch, and they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunchtime. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at Missile Defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime, Post.
Well, the only way we're gonna stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're gonna die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Ooh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling, and they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes, so hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there, and whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but...